Chasey Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Friday. We're in Albany, New York, as we've been saying, from the Rivers Casino. I'm very excited about our next guest.
You should be. You're a big fan.
I don't know how we pulled this off. But musical superstar Taylor Hicks is on the line with us. I guess he saw our tweets, saw your tweets.
About your birthday.
About my birthday, and was nice enough to join us today. Taylor, how you doing?
Your happy belated birthday.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man. Nice to talk to you guys. You know, that's the great thing about perusing on X is that you never know when you're going to pick up a press hit.
I know. It ends up working out in your favor. So you got a new song out, Porch Swing, that is out now, so people can check that out.
You know, Porch Swing is funny. We debuted it on the Grand Ole Opry a couple of years ago, and I've been touring the song for a couple of years now, and you know, I mean, the country soul thing. Luckily, you know, Chris Stapleton. It's interesting. He used to send me songs to record, and then you know, he ended up skyrocketing. But you know, the country soul thing is back. You know, it's. It's prominent, and I'm just glad to be in that line.
Well, and that's what, you know, I like about your music, because you're right, country soul is definitely back. I'll tell you a funny story. I actually, first time I saw you was right after American Idol, and you guys did like an American Idol tour, and it came to Nashville, and you were the main one, but like Kelly Pickler was on it, and Daughtry, and you know, some others from that season. So I saw you probably back in 2007 at Bridgestone Arena.
You know, that arena tour was something else. I mean, it, you know, that's kind of what American Idol. Luckily, that was the only game in town. You know, it was kind of the only singing competition on. And to be a part of that show at that time was a real blessing, because I'm coming up on about 2 decades in show business. And I'm very blessed to be able to say that.
We're talking to Taylor Hicks today on the Chase and Big Joe Show, calling in Chase McCabe's favorite artist, Taylor Hicks. All right, I hear you are playing the Opry July 18th. You've done that before, but, I mean, still, right? Butterflies when you get on an Opry stage, Taylor?
Yeah, it's every time. It's a really, really cool experience. And, you know, look, I always promote the Opry, obviously, because I'm, you know, playing it and a part of it, but if you've never been to the Opry and you've never experienced Nashville, you know, before you go to Broadway and get drunk and have a ball, you know, go to an Opry show. And it's almost like taking, you know, when you go to the, you know, when you go to the ocean or something like that, you know, as soon as you get there, you got to dip in it and get into the beach vibe or whatever. I mean, that's kind of how the Opry is with Nashville, you know, so that's something that I always promote and very blessed to be a part of.
Did you graduate with Cole Kubelik at Hoover High School?
You know, Cole was at Homewood High School.
Homewood.
And he was a couple at Homewood. He was a couple years younger than me, but Cole and I, yeah, we played. I played high school basketball at Hoover. Yeah, we were the Homewood and Hoover were pretty arch enemies. So I knew Cole before. And really happy about what he's doing. He's got a pretty good football brain, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does, like that. You're a big Auburn football fan. How do you feel going forward with Auburn now, with everything under Hugh Freeze and all that? Because now that Saban's gone, there's a little life there for Auburn, I think.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think Auburn's going to be fine. I mean, if Freeze, he's going to take his time to get in there. I mean, I think they've backed the Brinks truck up for Hugh, and I think, you know, it's interesting. It's just, I always like to tell people that the only time that Alabama and Auburn fans ever agreed on something was the night that they voted for me on American Idol. So I got to be careful about walking being toeing the line between Alabama and Auburn fans, because I still have to sell records and singles. But
yes, that's the way to do it right there.
But, you know, I think Hugh's a great coach. I've been able to be around, you know, him for a while. He's a great guy. He's a fun hang. I think he's a really good offensive mind, and I think he's definitely got he's got more horses in the barn than he did in Liberty, for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Taylor Hicks is on with us today, Chase McCabe's favorite artist. All right, Taylor, you did the open for the Paul Feinbaum show. I think it's going on 7 or 8 years now. How was it fun writing that, and did you have any idea that Paul was going to use this and keep using it? Because I sing that song all the time.
You know, Paul called. He and I, you know, I've known Paul a long, long time. You know, he and I just, you know, he was always kind of ribbing me about, you know, hey, we need a jingle, we need a jingle. And then, you know, then when he moved to ESPN and the SEC Network, you know, he was like, I really need a jingle now. And I was like, well, I know the ESPN's pockets too. So, you know, we got together and I actually wrote that song in probably about 15 minutes, because I know that the show, and obviously you guys are in the business, you know, it's all about the callers, you know. So I mean, you got to hammer that message to call Paul. Sometimes you don't like what you want to hear from Paul, and sometimes he'll cut you off or hang up on you. But you know, that's kind of what meant Paul. But I did that in about 15 minutes. What's funny, though, is that I got it all done, and I sent it to ESPN, and they called me back, and they said, man, you left out an SEC school. And I was like, oh, man, damn, which one was that? And they said South Carolina, and I was like, I completely skipped the Gamecocks of South Carolina. I don't think they'll be too happy with me if I didn't put all the – but you know what? They might need to start winning some more football games. But they
there you go.
Will. I actually picked them to upset Bama at home this year. You know, I think they got a pretty good team. I think they that's a tough place to play.
Taylor Hicks is on the line with us. That's quite I don't know. You're an Auburn fan. We saw Vanderbilt beat Alabama here last year. I think Bama's going the wrong way. That's just kind of how I feel.
It'll be interesting to see. I mean, they got you want to talk about horses. I mean, I think they're probably one of the teams, if you look across the board on returning starters, possibly on defense, probably one of the two or three top teams in the country that are actually returning a bunch of starters. And that's pretty dangerous, even though, you know, DeBoer's in his second year. You know, I wouldn't sleep on Bama, but, you know, hopefully we won't sleep on Auburn either.
Hopefully. Taylor, thanks so much for calling in today. This is really cool. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
The birthday wishes and stuff.
Absolutely.
But it's so much fun having you on, man.
Yeah, I enjoy the show. I run across it, obviously, on X. And you guys have a happy 4th, and come see me down in Nashville sometime.
Yes. We will, for sure. We'll see you at the Opry coming up soon. Thanks so much.
All right. Take care. Happy 4th.
Happy 4th. Taylor Hicks. Country artist joining
just
us here on the
Chase's
program.
Day.
That's so awesome to have him call in. That's really, really cool. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Chase.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And thanks to everybody for the birthday wishes this week. It was Wednesday, but I've really it's been humbling to get some tweets on X from
hey,
you,
man,
you
it's
guys.
It's birthday month now.
Yeah,
we don't
is,
do birthdays.
I know. It is birthday month. That is for sure. Coming up next, it is time for What Day Is It in Celebrity Birthdays. And I'm also excited about this because Greg Pogue is going to join us and do this, and it's very special for me, and I'll tell you why. We will do that coming up next. Chase and Big Joe live in Albany here on this Friday. As we go to the break, though, we're going to give something away, Dr. Crane, because we like to do that. Caller number 5 at 615-737-1025 will go see my Atlanta Braves take on the Los Angeles Angels at Truist Park coming up next Thursday, July 3rd. Caller number 5, a 4-pack of tickets to see the Bravos take on the Angels at Truist Park next Thursday, July 3rd. It's perfect for the 4th. You can also get $10 general admission tickets. It's the T-Mobile Summer Steal Deal. Choose from one of three seating locations and enjoy a game ticket, snack, and drink for as low as $30. So you can check that out. Just go to Braves.com. But you can win tickets by calling 615-737-1025. Celebrity birthdays coming up next, 1025-1063 The Game.